In Brazil's northeast state of Bahia, a doctor is waging a one-man crusade for family planning. Dr. Elcimar Coutinho is well known among contraceptive specialists for his research in hormonal birth control methods. He discovered the contraceptive properties of Depo Provera. His clinic, which provides badly needed contraception to Bahia's poor, has been called the best family planning clinic in Brazil. But the people of Bahia know him best for his radio and TV programs. He is the Dr. Ruth of Brazil, talking openly and publicly about his favorite subject, sex. But not everyone is pleased with the controversial doctor. Producers Nancy Postero and Cecilia Weissman went to Salvador, Brazil, and have this profile narrated by Postero.
At a dilapidated maternity hospital in downtown Salvador, Bahia, a crinkled paper sign stuck to the wall reads, Dr. Elcimar, this way.
Dr. Elcimar is the best. I really admire his work a lot.
A thin young woman says she's been waiting here to see the doctor for 4 hours. About 100 people in front of her snake up the dark marble stairway. For most of the last 25 years, Dr. Elcimar Coutinho has provided free consultations here daily.
It's so important for the poor people to have a doctor like him.
Suddenly, the door opens and Dr. Elcimar appears. He hurries a group of 4 people into his office. The patients quickly take their seats in front of his desk and nervously eye him. Speak, speak, Dr. Elcimar says. Each person gets 1 minute to tell their problem. He zips through their medical histories, and before they even finish telling him their problem, he writes prescriptions for everything from hormonal contraceptives to infertility drugs.
So this is faith, people looking for someone who has supernatural powers. They want to touch you or to be touched. That moment is a moment of healing.
But Dr. Elcimar says he uses his popularity strictly for a good cause. He believes contraception is the key to pulling Brazil out of a downward spiral of population growth and poverty.
Now let me tell you something about Brazil. In the last 20 years, the population of Brazil has added to its numbers 60 million people. That's more than the population of France in 20 years. And then I ask you, what would happen to France if our 60 million Brazilians, all with less than 20 years of age, would go there? France would become a third world country.
With the drive of an evangelical missionary, Dr. Elcimar regularly appears on TV and gives speeches at universities, businesses, and shantytowns. 10 years ago, a philanthropist donated several million dollars to his cause, and with it, Elcimar built what many say is the best family planning clinic in all of Brazil.
What we do here is first-class medical care. First class.
Until recently, Brazil's government-run health system didn't have a family planning program. Some doctors in the field, like José de Coges, credit Elcimar's clinic with single-handedly lowering the birth rate in Bahia, one of Brazil's poorest and most populated states.
Elcimar Coutinho plays a very important role. He's very intelligent, and he's very provocative. Oh, he's very provocative. So he loves to go to TV and say whatever he thinks about feminists, about the government, about the church, about everybody, and people get mad.
In fact, one of his main enemies is the Catholic Church, which in Brazil has more followers than any other country in the world. The church is staunchly opposed to the use of any contraceptive, so Elcimar blames the church for making birth control and sex taboo. This, he says, contributes to keeping the birth rate high.
What I criticize, and I'm very angry, is the church saying that if the woman has 12 children, it's because God wanted that. I mean, I reject this. And I think it's unfair to put it in the head of a woman who is illiterate, who can't reach information, and cheat on her, saying that God is doing it to her.
And Elcimar doesn't hesitate to make controversial arguments to prove his point.
If God has created something extraordinary, it was sex. No one would exist without sex. Even the priests and nuns, they were made in a good, successful sexual act that ended in an orgasm. I mean, the Pope is the product of an orgasm. Sex is the most important thing in life, you know. It's good for you. It's good for the family that you have good sex. And if you want to have it really good, you better understand it.
So every week, Elcimar is the special guest on this radio show, Your Doctor and You.
Tudo sobre a vasectomia, professor, os riscos, quem pode fazer, quem não pode fazer.
Ó, José, caso seguinte.
People from all over the state call in with questions on everything from menopause to incest to bladder infections. Elcimar says the show is so popular because people are starved for information about sex. And because his listeners trust him.
Um abraço nele, ô, abraço bom.
Demos um abraço.
Diga, Marlene.
But some critics say Elcimar takes unfair advantage of his popularity to get volunteers for his new hormonal research. A man calls in to ask about vasectomies.
Até nessa avaliação de anticoncepcional masculino que nós estamos fazendo.
Elcimar tells him a male contraceptive pill he's giving out at his clinic might be a better option. What Elcimar doesn't mention is that this pill, made from cotton seeds, is still in experimental trials, and during the tests, some men have been made permanently sterile using it. When he's challenged about using people as guinea pigs, Elcimar says the people of Bahia want to be a part of his experiments.
They come in and say, I want to be a guinea pig. But my guinea pigs are all volunteers.
But it's the studies he's done on contraceptives for women that have caused the most controversy.
A man that has the audacity to want to control the birth rate, to obsessively control the women's body, he's completely insane.
Solange Dakaj is a Brazilian feminist who is outraged by Dr. Elcimar. Many feminists, who over the last decade have become a formidable political force in Brazil, think Elcimar is dangerous. Because he is so charismatic, Dakaj says, he convinces women to take hormones that may be bad for them. She says Elcimar shouldn't be allowed to practice medicine.
Inclusive uma mulher que não pode ter filho, que está nessa reta final.
For a woman that no longer wants to have children because of her poverty, she sees him as God. He's the only one that can help her stop having children that she can't afford to raise. Besides, he's rich and well-dressed, and that impresses people.
Ele é um homem de sucesso, branco, bonitinho e com dinheiro.
The attacks from feminists and the church have done little to stop people from lining up every day outside his office. Nevertheless, the criticism, Elcimar says, infuriates him and forces him to spend a lot of time defending his ideas in public. But he says he'll never give up believing that teaching people about sex and inventing new and better contraceptives is the best way he can help the poor.
The success of the family planning operation that I am promoting all these years, I think that you have to realize I'm on the right side of these things. I mean, that's the right thing to do.